1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden campaign responding to questions about whether President Biden and former President Trump would debate.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
A video released on social media by the Biden campaign, which has also notified the Commission on Presidential Debates it will not take part in their debates. Instead, it would debate news organization-managed debates. It wants them to occur in June and September. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, concluding a trip to Ukraine, announced another $2 billion in U.S. aid, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. The April Consumer Price Index showing signs that inflation is cooling. The month-to-month rise was lower than expected, 0.3%, and the yearly increase was in line with expectations. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes. Democrats like Mark Spreitzer complained at yesterday's Senate session.
We shouldn't be here today wasting time on vetoes that you all know are going to be sustained.
Senator Tim Carpenter goes one further.
This right-wing conspiracy garbage.
Republicans don't have enough votes in the Assembly to sustain the overrides. Cybersecurity experts are in high demand as businesses see more hacking attacks. American Family Insurance, Quick Trip, and now Ascension Hospitals are just a few Wisconsin companies that have been hacked this year. The Cap Times of Madison reports artificial intelligence will give cyber criminals new tools to steal information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After a six-hour standoff that had employees of International Paper sheltering in place, Fond du Lac police have arrested a 34-year-old man. Police say at one point he climbed the ladder to the roof of International Paper building. They say he was acting erratic, displayed severe agitation, and threatened law enforcement. The SWAT team used less-than-lethal munition and chemical munitions to take him into custody. The man was taken to the hospital for medical evaluation. Now that the official handoff has occurred and the countdown to the NFL Draft 2025 has begun, is Green Bay ready? Mayor Eric Genrich says yes, as far as security is concerned.
You know, just in really good hands. We've got a fantastic fire chief, police chief, Jim Arts, who's the kind of the director of NFL security for these events. We're going to be in really good hands on that front.
The draft will bring over 250,000 people to Northeast Wisconsin in April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers and the Pirates play today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrap up their series with Pittsburgh today. A full recap coming up later on. UW Green Bay has hired a sports talk show host, Doug Gottlieb, as their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he actually interviewed with the school a year ago.
So last year I went through the process. I drove up from Chicago to Green Bay and I met with Chancellor Mike and he was great. You know, they took me around Titletown. That was cool. And then I slept at the hotel, got up the next day. He and I walked around campus and then we met with the committee. I could do this.
NFL schedules are out today. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will face the 49ers in California week one. The Packers play the Eagles in Brazil.
Excited for it. I mean, it's I'll say there's going to be some challenges along the way. It's going to be new, but we're, you know, obviously it's an away game on a neutral field, and I'm excited about that. I think our players are very excited for it.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Pawlowitz. We'll be talking about money and politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3 of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors from Bay Area Realty. They are always fun, but we've got somebody coming in right now, and this is one of the best fast pitch softball catchers I've ever seen collegiately. Aside from some of her other things.
Oh, I think so, a few other things, too, but yeah.
But you should have seen her play softball. I covered some of her games. She was pretty phenomenal before she was Miss Wisconsin. Kimberly Sawyer joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm nice super excited to be here. Good to see you, too.
And that was 2010?
2010. Feels like a long time ago now.
Well,
yeah. Lots has happened. I know. Yeah, absolutely.
The only reason I see you getting older is from your kids, because I remember when you were pregnant for every one of them.
I know. They're 11, 9, and 6 now. So we're in the sports phase of life.
Sports.
Oh, yeah, you bet. But I love it. Like, I'm just, you know, sports mom central and really enjoying it.
Well, your
for
whole
sure.
family's been like that forever.
Right. It's kind of all I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great ages. My kids are the same. We're the same ages at one time, 11, 9, and 6, but now they're, 30, 20,
no.
25.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Isn't that crazy?
I know. Isn't that? They used to love watching you and your sister.
Yeah, absolutely. My sister, she's in Door County now, so not too far away. I'm in Green Bay, obviously.
Does she run the venue?
A little bit, yep. And then she also works in marketing remotely. And then her husband actually runs a fitness studio out of his house, and actually is Titleist certified. So he does golf training up there and works with Horseshoe Bay clients and such.
Got to talk about the barn that your dad basically grew up in up there, and what you guys turned that into.
Yeah, Sawyer Farms. So my dad grew up on this farm that's a very old farm. And we moved down the road as kids. My grandparents lived there. And then when they passed, my parents bought the farm. And then when my sister got married 10 years ago, we renovated the whole thing, and she got married there, and everyone was like, you should really do weddings here, this is incredible. And so we've had weddings a handful kind of every year now that mom and dad live there. We don't do a ton every year, but we do enough, and it's gonna be a fun journey.
It's really an amazing barn,
keeping it alive, you know.
It's phenomenal
and very popular. I mean, that's a venue I'm sure there's no lack of clientele.
Right. I mean, Door County, as you know, busy all the time. I heard you guys just talking about Door County with the realtors too,
right.
So yep, absolutely.
Well, we gotta talk a little bit about Miss America and the weird things going on, or Miss USA. I always get those mixed up a little bit.
I know.
And even Miss Wisconsin, your take on this whole thing.
I know. Well, yeah, so Miss America, I know there's a lawsuit going on right now, Miss USA, which is a different system than I competed in, but also a great system. Has some interesting things going on with their leadership. And so I just think the tide's changing for pageants. It's a little bit different than it was 15 years ago when I competed, which is an okay thing. Like, it's got to evolve. And if you don't have the right leadership in place to do that. Now, Miss America, I'm really excited about where our leadership is headed. I think we're kind of getting back to what Miss America was, but also evolving with the times. And so, like, we don't have for instance, there's no swimsuit competition anymore, which I think is a good thing. Like, I certainly didn't mind it. I thought it was fun. It was a really great way to feel great about yourself and get in great shape. And but there's things that come along with that. So I think that it's really probably a healthier way that we're moving forward. And it's still about the scholarship. It's about the talent. It's about giving these girls opportunities to really further their education and become community leaders, which, like, I would not be where I am today without this experience.
Well, it gives you that confidence too, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you can get up there and you can... Honestly, so I work in talent acquisition. If you can get through a pageant interview, you can certainly get through a job interview.
And one of the things, though, too, that you and I talked about one time, you know, Miss Wisconsin, and you got the crown, and everything's, you know, so hoity-toity. But you talked about some of the events you used to have to, like, did you have to do dunk tanks at, like, county fairs?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Picnics?
Yeah, all the things. Yeah, I mean, it's not just parades and waving and all that stuff. I mean, and you really have to know your audience. I mean, sometimes you're talking to kids. Sometimes you're talking to adults. Sometimes you walk into a situation, they're like, oh, by the way, do you want to sing the national anthem? Yep, sounds good. You know, and so you have to be flexible. And so I think it's really something that's taught me a lot, and it paid for my MBA, which has been amazing. So, yeah.
I think people, I hope people understand that really that is a scholarship-driven organization.
Right.
I mean, that is the focus. It's not
absolutely
to get you on TV or get you a job as much as it is to give you an education.
Yep, and give you an education, get you some exposure just to the community in general, and that you find a service platform that's really exciting for you to share. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you that. I was thinking when I knew in New York, knowing you were coming on today, have the service platforms changed a lot? I mean, I knew you back in 2007, 2008, 2009. You know, and because of things, you look at that mental health, you know, it's too bad that she stepped on because of that. Was that her platform as well?
Right. You know, I don't know. Again, Miss USA, a little bit different of a system, but they do still have a community service initiative, just a little bit different. But mental health, obviously super important in anything that we do.
Right.
And I think for whenever you're putting yourself out there, you got to be really conscious of that. You got to surround yourself with really good people, and good for those girls for realizing that they had to put up a boundary and kind of move forward. So that's unfortunate, but I was really lucky. I had a lot of great people around me, and I knew I was doing it for myself. Like, people always ask me if my daughters are going to do it someday, and I'm like, you know what? That is completely up to them. I would rather them focus on school and sports right now, and if that becomes something that they want to do, they've got to really want to do it, because you can't do it for anybody else, because it's a lot of work.
That's not something you want to force on somebody.
No. Ooh. Yep, exactly.
But I love the fact of the confidence it gives you, and those. And I remember I was way back in the late 80s for Miss Teen Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah,
And, and doing those interviews with those young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were so, it's like they just had it.
Yep.
And this was like really helping them. And other ones were kind of like in a shell, and they were using almost to try to help come out of their shell.
Right. Oh, that's so the most rewarding thing.
That's what I was going to say. Those are the ones, I mean, I can't see you having a problem with confidence, but some of those other girls, but they really, I think it really helped them break out of that shell.
It did, yeah, for sure. I mean, and right now I'm the executive director of the Miss Door County pageant, or Door County Scholarship pageant, and I have a great committee, bless them all, because I'm a super busy mom with a career, and I can't do all the things all the time, and so they've been prepping our girls, our Miss and our Teen are competing at Miss Wisconsin in a couple of weeks in June down in Oshkosh, and so we're getting ready for that. And so really honored to take this program over. It's actually one of the longest running ones in Wisconsin. We've given away some of the most scholarship money, over $250,000 over the last 25 years. So super proud of that. And obviously, because Door County is such a great community and supports our program, we're really lucky. Yeah.
It's a couple things. Getting into this, you said it's going to be your daughter's decision, but they also had you to know about it.
Right.
I think maybe there's some people that really don't know what, you know, you only know what you know, right?
And for sure.
I'm just, how does someone get into this, or how do you learn about it? And then, well, go ahead. I'll do that one first.
No, yeah. I mean, thank you for having Miss Green Bay on. I mean, we certainly appreciate, you know, I'm still somewhat affiliated. I, you know, can support in any way I can and try to attend. But I would say for anybody who's interested, I mean, try to reach out to somebody who's doing it or who has been there, done that. I mean, I started, my pageant coach, Michelle, was Miss Appleton and Miss Chippewa Valley. But back in the late 80s, early 90s. And so that's kind of how I learned. Or just go watch a pageant, kind of see, like, is that something I see myself doing? And then, you know, reaching out to folks and volunteers. I mean, it's totally a volunteer run organization, and people are always willing to lend a hand and help people. You don't need a lot of money to do it either.
No.
Like, you can beg, borrow, steal. Like, I mean, you can buy things for a dollar off of eBay, honestly, that, you know, will look beautiful on stage. And as long as you feel good in things, it's really all about kind of the total package. So,
did you stay in touch with any of the other people, and any of them become like famous or anything from your era?
Oh, gosh. I mean, when I competed so my, you know, friends from Miss America, there's a lot of women who've done some really cool things. You know, one's a pretty highly regarded news anchor down in Atlanta.
Oh,
gosh, I'm trying to think. They're doing all incredible things. And what's cool is that they're all in different areas of the country, so it's fun. I almost have like a little friend everywhere in every state almost to reach out to.
I mean, that's like a sorority. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Not many, it's a very selective club.
Yeah, we definitely, you're the only, you know, there's 52 of us that went through an incredible experience, and it was just us, you know, and it was out in Vegas and quite a wild time. So it's pretty cool to be able to relate and still stay in touch with those ladies. Yeah.
Tina Sauerhammer, part of your organization?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
She went to her wedding, know her mother really, really
love
well.
Tina.
She's the best, isn't she?
She gives so much to this community, too. We're so lucky to have her. I still get to stay in touch with her once in a while. We actually went to Miss America's homecoming last year when Grace Stanky, Miss Wisconsin, won Miss America. So Tina and I got to catch up, and just super, obviously, proud of what Tina's accomplished, and she's just incredible.
Well, look how successful you are. I mean, you're what? I think you have 900 employees, right? How many employees do you have?
Well, I want to say it's closer to like 600 now.
Tell
everybody where you work.
Oh, I work at Ensight, parent company of Cellcom. So I'm a senior HR manager, work in recruiting and retention, have a great team, and just started there a couple weeks ago. So, really enjoying it. Great family owned company, like you know, really has done a ton in the community, and just super lucky to be able to work there and launch the next phase of my career there for sure.
That, and what a great company.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see you at the marathon.
Right. Yeah.
Were you, I have to ask this. I remember you used to joke about it where after they, you're one of the contestants, then they break it down to like the 10 or whatever, whatever. And you girls would all go into that one room. Would you call yourself the loser room or something?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, after winning Miss Wisconsin.
I mean, they named it themselves, right?
Well, we said the loser lounge.
Wow.
It was just this like, you know, it was televised nationally on ABC, and they had this big white couch that they rolled out. And funny enough, remember this, and this year, that was the year the Packers won the Super Bowl, right? So this was technically in 2011 when Miss America happened in January. And it was the NFC Championship game versus the Atlanta Falcons, I think. Wasn't that the NFC Championship
Bears.
Game? Oh.
Falcons were the game before.
The game before. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yep. So it was the game before. And it was funny because the choreographer was from Atlanta. And so he was coming out and telling me kind of updates on the game.
Wow.
He was
God.
You guys are beating us. And like, so I'm pretty sure, you know, when my parents had it running at Husby's, like the moment I didn't make the top 15, they were like, we're turning the game on. But no, honestly, it was a great experience. Like to represent the best state ever, Wisconsin, on stage was just a win in itself. So was super proud.
And Kimberly, what we talk about life skills here a lot. We have musicians. Yeah. I mean, sports is great, but you're really not going to be playing football when you're 40 years old.
Right.
But, you know, that just the pageants, like we talked about, the confidence, the kind of speaking well on your feet and really getting along with, I don't know, I guess competitors or whatever. I mean, that congeniality award, I mean, that...
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the vaccine on what you've gone through.
I mean, I think people really feel like there's obviously always going to be thoughts around pageants, but I will tell you, if you meet one of us, and I know you met Miss Green Bay the other day, like we're just real down to earth people trying to make a difference in our community at the end of the day and better ourselves. And for me, like I've never had any real bad experiences at all. I mean, obviously it's a great way to kind of navigate different people, different personalities. People respond to stress differently. But for me, I just had a great time and focused on, you know, getting better, and it was a great opportunity.
Yeah. I don't see, I mean, I know some of the younger kid type things got a bad connotation. I mean, that's a little crazy dressing these little girls.
I mean,
that.
No judgment. I don't think I would do it. But again, because you have to want to do it for yourself. And as long as they're into it, like that's great. And as long as they've got a healthy environment around them. But yeah, you have to be careful with that.
But just going back to that thing that I did that time, it was in Oshkosh, actually.
Yeah.
But it was some of these girls from like really small towns.
Yeah.
Okay. And thrown together with all these other people. Mm-hmm. And you could see it just during the week how, you know, some of these girls would be almost like quiet at lunch. Then a couple days later, you'd see him laughing and
that's
talking
awesome.
With the girls from Milwaukee or whatever. And I think that's a cool part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the most rewarding part to see the growth in these ladies, which is why I do the Mr. County program now. I mean, that's the best part for sure.
So what if someone wants to just make a donation, help you out? Because that's a good organization.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, again, get some great support from Door County, but we always would love to continue to grow the scholarship fund, both, you know, locally and nationally. So yeah, absolutely. Reach out to me on Facebook.
Outstanding. Okay. Kimberly Sawyer. Former Miss, I don't even think, we're not even going to say former Miss Wisconsin. Once you've got, like,
forever
he's mayor forever.
So forever Miss Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Yeah.
Kimberly, sorry, thank you so much for being here.
For thank you guys. Great
love
to see you.
Love to have you back again.
Absolutely. Anytime, anytime.
We just had a quick break. Scott Fenstein from the Press Gazette will be joining us. We come back after this.
Reputations changeable. Situations terrible.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at palowi.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Overexposed, commercialized, handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Thank you very much, Kimberly Sawyer. She's got some personality,
right?
Hasn't she?
I mean,
amazing.
That's pretty easy to pick her out.
Yeah.
I really like what she said about how that's an opportunity. There's so many opportunities out there. She did mention that just at break about everything from sports to different forensics and all these other things kids can do. But that's an option.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look what it's done for her and Tina and so many people.
Phenomenal.
Confidence, and you get scholarship money, and school's getting more expensive every day. So
and now talk about great personalities. One of the great personalities in Green Bay Press Gazette history.
Oh, man.
Scott Vinci.
Mr. Mino.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you and the mayor? How's he doing?
Doing fine, Scott. I was very glad when we got you on our show. As I said, I've seen you many, many times, and you keep that very calm, cool, and collected attitude on the side of some very exciting games.
I taught him that.
that's the last guy that would teach.
I mentored Scott on how to be emotionally stable during athletic events.
You know what? I've seen Mino play basketball, but I've never seen him. I've covered runs where Mayor Schmidt would be crossing the finish line. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of respect for him. I don't think I've ever seen you do a marathon or a half marathon or even a Bellin run.
Thank you, Scott.
Although you commentated sometimes, right?
Yeah, that did.
Yes, that's important, too.
He would yell at our name when we crossed.
That's important, too.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, no, that is important. And it can get hot out there sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you
know. Absolutely. So, Scott Vinci, Green Bay Press Gazette, UWGB is one of your beats. I'm just going to toss it out there. Mm-hmm. You take it, buddy. Mr. Gottlieb, Coach Gottlieb.
Well, this is great because you guys being in radio can really educate me about just how crazy this is. Because obviously you see the name, you go, how is this going to work? Especially when you learn, okay, this guy's going to keep his national gig every day during the week, also have his podcast. Where's the prep time for the X's and O's of basketball going to come in? How much prep time is there for a show? How much time is he going to be distracted away from basketball? This is going to be the most interesting hire probably in Division I basketball history, and I'm really curious to sit back and watch to see how this happens, because in my opinion, it's either going to be just a completely glorious just situation that works out and it's a home run and it changes a lot of mid-majors and the way they may look for coaches, or it's going to be a complete disaster. I don't see Doug being here for 5 years, going four games under or four games over 500 and just nothing. Just kind of your mundane seasons go by. I think it's going to be great, or I think it's going to be just going to blow up and he's going to be gone in a year or two, or he's going to be gone in a year or two because it worked so well and now he's going to a Power 5 team.
Did I say that this morning?
No.
I did too. I said, okay, whatever.
Let me check the tape on that.
No. This is in the green room. Okay.
Scott, one of the things, though, I will say this. I mean, GB was put in such a tough position. I mean, I don't know if you were there that night of the steak fry, and Sundance was saying there's no place in the world he'd rather be than right here in Green Bay.
Right.
And, you know, I love it here so much. And just signed a new 5-year contract, and everything was good. And, hey, get behind us, folks. And now he's, hey, by the way, see you at Green Bay. Green Bay was left in a pretty, they were left in the lurch in quarter. I will say this about the Gottlieb thing. There's nobody Green Bay could have hired where ESPN and all the major networks are reporting on UW Green Bay. So he certainly puts them in a little bit of a limelight.
And that is 100%. You go through and you go every single from the Washington Post to, like you said, ESPN and Fox, everybody had it. So for one day now, I will say this, it wasn't all going, hey, great hire, or wow, what a great, there was a lot of, I'm sure Josh Moon, the athletic director, was probably a little bit surprised at some of the comments people were saying about it because of how outside the box this is. But in one aspect that you really got to like is GB, and you've been around that program, you've been to games, the attendance has not been great for years and years now. The interest is just, it's peaked and it's not happening. Mm-hmm. So if you go with that traditional coach, like we're used to back in the day, and even if you go, Link Darner, he sent him to the NCAA tournament his first year. The next year, it wasn't like there was 5,000 people going to the rec center to watch them. So at least with these brand hires, I would call them, Sundance, who nobody knew, but his personality was so infectious that everybody just kind of loved him, and he was out there. He put his face out there in the community. Now you got Doug, who's going to be talking about your team for everybody in the nation to hear during the week. That's a brand. And so it's like, okay, all these other mid-majors that I don't care about, that I don't pay attention to, well, this is an interesting little thing going on there. I'm going to at least follow to see how they're doing. Now, that might get tiresome after a year and nobody will care anymore. But for right now, selling that kind of brand for a mid-major who only gets 3,000 people a game, it's not bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Makes me nervous, though, the fact that he's not given up his radio show. And I don't know. I never heard of the guy until this is announced. I don't follow it that close. But, I mean, mm-hmm. a national show, prep time. You'd mentioned that earlier. I'm surprised Green Bay didn't say, can you throttle back? It makes me nervous when these players come here and do TV commercials. And, you know, this guy's got, I mean, he's got to be putting at least 4 hours of, right? 2 hours prep time or before and after and plus the show. So, yeah, I hope he can balance it all. That's my concern.
Yeah. When I want to ask him, you know, the cliches of as we're growing up in coaches, let's say, you know, team struggling a little bit and you're in the locker room and you're like, guys, you got to stay focused. You're too distracted. All that stuff. How do you say that to this team and not lose their respect? You know? So like,
right.
I'm just interested about the message of this team and how he's going to tell these guys, yeah, I'm all in, and earn their respect, because he's kind of coming in going, hey guys, yeah, this is cool and everything, but I'm not giving up my other gig for this. It's almost like a side hustle. As a Division I coach, I think it's kind of has to be your focus. Now, I'll say this. I'm sure he's going to bring in a lot of experienced veteran coaches who are going to really help in that regard, and who may do a lot of that work. I'm interested to see who he brings in. It's not going to be young guys or anything like that who don't have much experience, but what's he going to delegate? Is he going to just be the figurehead? I don't know. There's so many questions and so many things that need to be seen, how this all shakes out in the coming months and then come November when the season starts.
Scott, I have to ask this question. We're running down here, but Gary Gresh, I'm just throwing that out there. Why never an opportunity?
So I think before they hired Will Ryan in 2020, it was his job to take if he wanted it. I think he went into a meeting with the former AD. I think he was a little bit like, I don't know. I don't know about this vibe. I don't know if he felt real comfortable with the situation. I know for a fact they weren't offering much money. So I think that would have been the moment that he could have gotten the job. But then the next time, because now this job opens up every couple of years, the next time he wasn't in consideration because he wanted to be able to coach his son, Garrett. And Garrett's not a Division I type of player. So it was the perfect thing. If he was going to go to St. Norbert, I can coach him now. And now at this stage of the game in the NIL era, in this crazy transfer portal era, I don't even know if Gary would want to do this anymore. Yeah. That it's not even the kind of game he grew up coaching or I'm sure even loving. And St. Norbert, kind of a cool little thing he's got going there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's doing a great job too. And you're right. He sure enjoys coaching his son. So this is going to be interesting. I hope you're right about the vaccine on this, because I'm sure, you know, the X's and O's are going to be there. Well, maybe, I don't know if they're going to be there or not, but yeah, I'm interested in this whole balance act and respect from the locker room. And yeah, this is going to be, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm going to keep my tickets, but man, I hope this works.
Yep. It'll be interesting.
Scott Benson, sure appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
Don't be a stranger. Scott. Thanks, brother.
Okay.
We got to set a quick break. Abby Novak from downtown Appleton, Late the Light event coming up. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state Senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in Northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An 18-year-old New Holstein man has died after his motorcycle rear-ended a boat being towed by a truck. Calumet County deputies say the accident happened on County Trunk Highway HH and Meyer Road Tuesday evening. Investigations show the motorcyclist was speeding when he rear-ended the boat. He died on the scene. Occupants of the truck were not injured. Christine Ann announces a fundraising campaign to expand services for survivors of domestic violence and move to the Beach Building next door at 240 Algoma in September. Executive Director Alicia Wenger.
Our largest bedroom is the 1 7-bed bedroom. So if we have multiple large families that are seeking the safety of our shelter, unfortunately, our building just is unable to accommodate that.
The new shelter location will allow Christine Ann to expand from 37 to 60 beds. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Marvel train keeps on rolling, this time with Nicolas Cage. Cage will play an older version of Spider-Man in a new live-action show called Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. The 60-year-old actor plays a PI who is down on his luck while trying to come to terms with his past as Spider-Man and New York City's only superhero. The show is being adapted from the Marvel comic Spider-Man Noir. I like the PI angle, but trying to wrap my head around a Spider-Man with a gut and saggy man boobs who pulls a muscle every time he has to spin a web. Speaking of Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, or Thor, is tired of actors bad-mouthing Marvel Studios, saying it's not fair to want to be in a Marvel film and then bash it if it doesn't do well. Hemsworth was too classy to mention names. The New York Post was not. Christian Bale and Anthony Hopkins. Hemsworth talked about how much it hurt getting hate from directors like Scorsese, Coppola, and Tarantino, who he calls heroes. You see the irony? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening, clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Poison's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, special thanks to Scott Vinci for joining us. Kimberly Sawyer, former Miss Wisconsin, joining us. Ben and Deanna Malcor from Malcor Real Estate, Bay Area Real Estate, for joining us, and Ryan Dorrell from Western. And now we've got Abby Novak from downtown Appleton, Late the Night event. And you're excited because the man sitting on the other side of the window there is going to be one of your featured performers this year.
Yes, we're excited to have them come back for our summer concert series this year.
And you guys hosted in such a great venue, Jones Park. Just love that place.
Oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful space with that new Myron Construction stage. And it's in a really great area for sound, as we were talking about. And
it's in that bowl. It sounds so great.
And the beautiful playground for the kids to go play while you're having a good time. Yeah, that's love it down there.
And you also have a great venue with College Avenue.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who wrote this press release, but this is awesome. All these adjectives, right? Is that you? Mouth-watering food trucks, captivating arts and crafts, interactive hands-on activities, memorizing street performers, and lively live music. What an event.
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorites, honestly. We just started it last year. So this is technically our second Light the Night Market that we've done. And just the turnout from the community last year was more than we ever would have imagined. It was amazing. The streets were packed for the entire event. People were loving all the different, you know, elements to it, as you just mentioned. And I'm just so excited to bring it back.
Is there anything
year.
You guys do in Appleton that the streets aren't packed with?
Right. Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
Yeah. You get the theater too, which, you know.
Absolutely.
You get a lot going on there. So this is Houdini to, where's this event taking place?
Yes. So it's from Superior Street to Durkee Street. So it's a couple of blocks. And then it's also in Houdini Plaza, which is kind of right in the middle of those.
All right. And it's a free event?
Yes,
most
of the elements are free. We have a few of the activities that, you know, cost money. And of course, if you want to get food, drinks,
I meant the entrance.
Yes,
there's no, sometimes totally they gate these things and it's $5.
Absolutely.
But this is free.
And nope, free admission for sure.
You really do this stuff right in Appleton. So tell us about some of these mesmerizing.
I'm glad you like all of my fun words.
I do. I got the thesaurus out and looked them all up.
Gosh. Yeah, so there's kind of a few different elements to it. So we have some entertainment and live music. And then, like I said, we have different activities. And then we have different food and craft vendors. So those are kind of the overarching of what we're going to have for the event. So for some different entertainment that we're having, we're bringing back some dragon and lion dancers from NUCA. They're the Northeast Wisconsin Chinese Association.
Oh, cool.
Really cool organization. And they bring their really beautiful dragon costumes through the avenue. It was so cool when they came last year. Like, they were just walking through the streets and people just stopped in their tracks to watch them come through. And it was really cool. So they'll be back this year. We'll have a new fire and LED show with Cloud 9, which is really neat. Aerial performances by Fly Circus right out of Appleton as well. Mischief and Magic, which I know is from here in Green Bay. They're going to do a magic show, some face painting, balloon animals, all that cool
I mean, you
stuff.
Talk about the all, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but you talk about fun for all ages,
right?
Yes, that's a great way to put it. And that's kind of what I've been saying for people is there's just a variety of entertainment. You can bring the kids, come out for a date night, bring your whole family. I mean, anybody can come and find something to do.
But Light the Night, you do something with lights too, I take it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which
obviously,
is cool.
It takes a little bit as we get to this time of year to get dark out, right? But we'll have a bunch of beautiful lights on the avenue. All of the vendors decorate their booths with different lights, so it's really fun to see what they kind of do with it. Like I said, we have some LED performances, fire performers, and we have different light displays throughout the event, too.
No.
Super. How do you guys put all this together? I mean, seriously.
You're
asking me. Sounds
like it
would take like 100 people to organize something like this.
Yes. We're a small but mighty team, as my boss likes to call it. There's only 6 of us in the office.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're a really small team, but we have a really great support group of our volunteers that we have with us that really help put it together. A lot of people from the community stepping forward to help us put this event on. Like so many great large events in the area, both here up in Green Bay and Appleton, volunteers are at the core of all of those. So shout out to them and their support. But yeah, it takes a lot of planning, I'll tell you.
You know, we're talking about the Packer draft and about how the streets are going to be filled with them, but it can't be any more than Mile of Music when you stand up on that stage and look, that has to go back for half a mile, I swear.
Oh my gosh. It's so amazing. Just the feeling of downtown when Mile is around and people from all over the world. Like, it's crazy when you're talking to different people. And our office is right in the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel.
Oh.
And that's not only a venue, but it's been a merch location as well. So we have people coming in our office, talking to us, telling us their stories of some of them who've been there since the beginning and have gone to all, you know, 10, you know, events, and they just love it. And they love Appleton and the energy that it brings and how welcoming everybody is.
So you have this staff of 6 people.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and you, your events are more than Appleton. I mean, what I like about your events, they're far reaching. I
yes.
mean, like you talked about the Mile of Music, but some of the other things you have as well there. Are you the parade too?
The city of Appleton is technically the one who puts on the different parades. Okay. We have someone on our staff, Megan, shout out to her, who is a part of the kind of the family who helps put it on. But she's on the parade committee as well. And we're proud partners of the 3 different parades.
Right. But what I wanted to get to is I think it's cool that, like, this is only 2 years old and some of your other stuff. Where do the ideas come from? Are you guys out canvassing the country, or are people calling you, or...
That's a great question. Yeah. I mean, some of them are, like you said, you know, we see things that are successful in other communities, or for this event specifically, there used to be what was called Bazaar After Dark, and that was put on by the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. And they kind of stopped doing that event. And then my boss had the idea, like, we should pick it up and kind of put our own twist on it. So she worked really closely with them to make sure that was okay and kind of what we wanted our rendition of it to be. So that's kind of how the Light the Night Market was born.
Wow.
So,
and the city, you got a great partnership with Jake and the city.
Oh my gosh,
you guys
yes.
have done some... actually enhance the infrastructure to be more pedestrian friendly.
Yes. I mean, as we've been doing all these great events and, you know, the work that we've been putting in to make downtown one great place, we have realized that the pedestrian traffic is increasing, which is great.
It is.
But we want to make sure that everybody feels safe, not only walking around, but parking and, you know, different things like that. So there's been the changes to, you know, the lane reconfiguration project that the city of Appleton was doing to kind of help with that and make sure people do feel safe walking around.
Dennis, jump on here real quick. We're just talking about the different venues that you played. I mean, you name it, you guys have played it. What is it about an outdoor concert in a place like Jones Park that is so different? It's so magical. I don't know even how to describe it.
Well, it starts with the people that run it, first of all. You know, I'm not kissing backside when I say that. There's just wonderful people. They're just so accommodating, you know, and then it's a family atmosphere there too. You know, so people do bring their kids there, and so we hope to make a good impression upon them.
Absolutely.
But there is something about being outside on a nice night doing that, isn't there?
That's living. That's living, brother. That's living the dream. It is.
It's so cool. It's one of my favorites. And last year, I actually, like, snuck up on the stage in the back to take a photo from,
with
like,
them?
You from want a the picture back of his stage.
Butt? You were doing that. He wears those really, really tight pants.
He does.
He works out a lot.
Yes.
My
I just took
listening.
A picture of the crowd, and it was really cool. All the people that were so excited about it. And then you could see in the distance all the kids playing on the playground and stuff. But yeah, Glam Band's one of our favorites, of course.
Have you ever seen a more devoted crowd of any?
No.
No, me neither.
I'll be honest, no. Like, other than, like, with Mile of Music, like we were just talking about, there, you know, people that follow those different groups. But yeah, it is amazing what they have put together and just how great they
how
are.
How many concerts is the most that you've had from people? Because, like, when we were at the, I did the Garth Brooks thing, these people, 52 concerts they went to, Garth Brooks.
Oh my gosh.
And another one of buddies of mine, John David, he went to 50, he died. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Jimmy Buffett went to 50 of his. What's the most that you can think of one of your fans coming to, Dennis? And this is Dennis from the Glam Band joining us.
Jeepers. There's some folks that come to every stinking one of them.
Called your wife.
What'd you call her?
Your wife.
Oh, that makes sense.
But everyone, like almost every concert, I mean, that's devotion.
Yeah, there's some people that drive 3 hours plus to be there. Some people drive down from the upper Michigan. Some people fly to see shows. We're huge in the Philippines.
Are you really?
No, in my own mind.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
But we've gotten some feedback from people from the Philippines that want us to come out there and...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's amazing. Yeah,
that's crazy.
My mom, who lives down in the Sheboygan area, gets excited. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, you guys have the Glam Band. That's so cool.
They played
at different events.
Oktoberfest. I went to that. That was high energy.
Oh my gosh.
We had a great time there.
Oh, that was
just
great
amazing.
To see you there, Jim, too. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was.
Did you wear the tights today? I don't think you
no,
did.
No, got them on the radio.
A gentleman never tells.
That was a little disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. You know, Abby, what I'll say about
the hobby listening? The hubby listening?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Nah. You're going to talk more about his butt then.
Abby, you get great reviews on Apple. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you just do. And I kind of follow that stuff a little bit because I think the entertainment, the activities in a downtown can get people down there and say, hey, wait, maybe I will work down here. Maybe I will buy down
identity.
Here. And it's identity. And they, and I, you've done a great job because I remember the Wild Music starts, how upset I was when, because I was the mayor. I'm like, why did they get that? Not us. But that has been so successful for you and so many other things. And Green Bay does a good job too, but a good community needs to put some resources behind that and get a good team, which you obviously have.
Yeah.
I just am very proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, we are so fortunate to have Milo Music right in our downtown. I mean, it is truly just an incredible event. And I just love hearing the stories of like Dave Willems and, you know, they've talked about how he brought this idea to my boss, Jennifer. And like, she's like, wait, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And you want to do it this year? Right. You know, and it's just crazy how much it has evolved. And shout out to them and their team because they do such a great job. They're a small team, too.
I mean,
how many people put that on and the, you know, how immense that is as
Can I ask how, like, from the stage, like I said, I've introed some bands and things like that. And you almost can't see the end. Do you have any idea, just to put in perspective with the draft and everything, how many people are standing there on, let's say, a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. I don't even know how to put a number on
that.
But, you know, speaking of, as we were talking about Jones Park, I always like to go up on the bridge and kind of look over Jones Park.
Exactly. That's where I've been for that, too.
Yeah. It's incredible how it's filled almost back to the playground, if you're familiar with it. It's incredible. Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Cops are pretty good at giving you a rough estimate, but an actual estimate because you don't charge. You know,
it's hard.
It is. It's hard to.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, I'm sure you look at incidents that happen and they don't because you got, like Dennis just said, you attract a great crowd.
It's a good crowd. It really is.
I mean, is Art in the Park you?
That is the Trout Museum of Art.
Okay.
They're amazing. Art museum in downtown Appleton.
Moved now? Or are they going to
They're
move?
In the process. Yes, okay. They are building.
Because Dr. Trout passed away, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He was a friend of mine, actually.
Wow.
Interesting man. Marine veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them and, you know, all that they've given to that beautiful museum. But, yeah, they're building their brand new space right across from Lawrence University.
Oh.
And they're working on it right now. So they're still in their current space for probably, you know, the remainder of the year. But awesome partnership with them, and we can't wait to see how that flourishes.
I have to ask one thing about the glam pit. Do they have those, like, crazy, crazy demands? Like, no brown M&Ms?
Like for Halen.
A fruit tray and water chilled to, like, 45 degrees.
Right, not 46. Yep.
Do they have those?
Oh,
those
riders?
Sure. 38 degrees, get it straight.
Yeah. The rider's like 5 pages long for each person.
Exactly. Hummus and crackers. Right.
When you pick them up, separate limousines for each one of them. Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Six guys, six limos.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen behind the music stories.
How
they operate. Well, Abby, congratulations on what you guys have put together. And we are big fans of, I mean, we love downtown Green Bay. We're here and everything. And I lived in Appleton for a couple of years. Just so impressed with that city, really and truly.
Oh, you got it going on. And every time, you know, Todd sends us something, you seem to have a lot of activities as well, not just great activities, but your frequency is up there for.
Absolutely. Every month we have a different event going on.
Right.
So
I think that's awesome. And for six people, again, kudos to you guys for keeping it.
Thank you. This
elevated.
And two great friends of mine have opened up businesses pretty much on College Avenue. The Wild Goose.
Yes.
Kim Massey and his son, Adrian.
Yes.
Kim's a great friend of mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she awesome?
They are so fun.
Yes.
I love the pieces that they bring in there. They're so
amazing.
Unique.
I know.
Yes.
And then the other one is the juice bar. Bombas?
Is it Bonafide?
No.
Uni tea.
She was here.
Fanny. She's a part of NUCA, the Northeast Wisconsin Chinese Association.
Isn't she awesome?
Can't remember if she's the president. Oh my God. She's incredible. All that she's done. I mean, a female owned business. She's a veteran.
She was amazing.
Yes.
I mean,
she's incredible.
First generation, she went into the military to pay for college.
Yeah.
I have no idea she's getting sent into a war.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
She knows
she's
what she's
awesome.
Doing, though. She does a lot of research.
She gets it done.
She does. That's what I said. Entrepreneurs,
it's just great.
Oh, my gosh. So many amazing ones downtown. So, shout out to them.
You, too.
Great having you here. And, of course, you got the Flag Day Parade coming up down the road.
Yes.
And all kinds of
so
stuff.
So many great events all summer. Come check us out.
Absolutely.
We'll do that.
Great having you here, Abby. Anytime you want to come down and talk about the great things you got going on in Appleton, please do.
Yeah, thank
you. Now go take a picture with Dennis because that's you've been eyeing him up. The whole time we're here, you're not paying any attention to us. You're just staring
through the glass.
You're just staring through the grass.
Right.
You're writing these little signs. Hi, Dennis. Remember me?
Heart.
Joe
See
Park,
you soon.
Remember? She's giving the heart things the glass. Here, those little things right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to set a break. Back after this.
When you're walking out on the street and the wind catches your feet, sends you flying.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Beautiful morning out there. A lot of sunshine. And Abby Novak was just great from downtown Appleton. Liked the night event. They do so many great things in that beautiful community.
And communities need that. You know, I mean, we're still, I think we're over COVID, but boy, people show up. And she just talked about how, you know, the attendance always exceeds expectations. And you look at what Oshkosh is doing too. And, you know, we're trying in Green Bay as well. Those are important for community spirit, for just, you know, I think they actually help reduce crime when people say, look, I live here and I want to respect this neighborhood and this downtown. I think it's great what they do in Appleton. They've come a long way, and the investment they're getting, like from Trout, you know, next to Lawrence now, and that this, it's great. I just love hearing that stuff. I think it really makes the community strong.
And Todd, we were talking your hometown down there of Oshkosh. Tell you what, they take their beer seriously.
Rocking and rolling tomorrow morning. Pat Tracy's going to be on to give us an update on what's going on in Oshkosh for the weekend. So we still have to plan that day for you guys to go down and have him take you around.
Right.
Absolutely. So. No question about it. I definitely want to go to the roller skating drive-in.
Right.
Yep.
Artie and Ed's.
Absolutely.
Yes. Artie and Ed's.
Want to do that? Yeah. I'd still like to go exploring in the basement of the old brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would be fun. Yeah. I think that would be awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Good stuff, Todd. Boy, you put together a great lineup today, buddy.
Whew. That was
great
cool.
lineup.
Been a day, huh?
Tremendous. Just great. Boy, Scott Vency didn't hold back, did he?
No, right?
I'm glad he said what he said.
I totally agree.
Because he's a little bit not, I don't know, reserved the right word or quiet. He's not really out there, right?
That's, no, but he's. If you ask him,
boy,
he'll tell
you. Deep. He knows what he's talking about. I'm really going to follow this because I totally agree with everything he said. And, yeah, I'm going to continue to read him.
Well, the press conference is at 10 this morning.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I know he'll ask him. Every one of those points he just brought up, he will ask him, how are you going to focus? You know, it's funny, though. I remember Troy Aikman telling a story one time about after they won their first Super Bowl. And first meeting, Jimmy Johnson just tore into them. He's like, you know what? All I see at TV is this guy doing a commercial for this place. Another guy opening up a steakhouse. Another guy doing this. We're focusing on football here. You guys got way too many distractions. I don't want to see that, blah, blah, blah. And then Troy said, hey, coach, you got more commercials going on than anybody in the organization. Who are you to tell us we're not focused? Yeah. And it was the actual truth. I think it was like dumbfounded. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. So, but that will be interesting. The most important thing is going to be the people he hires, without question.
Yes, Scott said that. I think that's true. I do think, though, that... Boy, especially that first year, don't you think you got to be all in? Like, I'm maybe this guy's like unbelievable. He can time manager to do that, but yeah, I don't know enough about coaching. But
well,
boy,
two-hour
show is
it used to be you would find some sophomore in high school, and you would send him a letter, and you would show up at his summer games, even if you couldn't talk to him, just so he could see you. And it was like a process of years and years and years to try to get a recruit to come to you. Now, it's literally a text, and the guys change schools. And that's all it is. Seriously, it's a couple of texts, and they change schools. So I will say this. Gottlieb, with everything he does with college basketball, has his finger on the pulse of more players than you will ever find. Nobody watches more college basketball. Nobody follows college basketball more than him. That is his life. So what I'm saying is with the transfer portal these days, I guarantee you, he's got some guys ID'd already, and he's texting people about, hey, I'm coming here to Green Bay, Titletown. It's going to be great. We're going to get this going. And I think that's the way he's going to do it, to be honest with you.
You're probably right. And I think, again, I think, you know, so, cuts both ways. But like Scott said, and I really think that's true. I think if even if it is successful, does Green Bay win? Because he might go somewhere else. And that's, of course, that's a risk you take with anybody, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I mean, these days, it's, I mean, again, Sundance had just signed a 5-year contract and said there's no place in the world he'd rather be than Green Bay. He said it right to us.
He did.
He said there's no place in the world. He's locked in. It's all he wants to do is have great backyard barbecues for all these people. Yeah.
Love this
Please
restaurant.
Please come out and support us. We're making Green Bay what it was. And a week later, he's gone. Yeah.
A little scary in terms of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Not, scary is not the right word. But, boy, you just hope they
Well, it's eye-opening
around.
With the way it's things eye-opening. Are these days. It's just a different animal than it used to be.
And it cost him nothing, right?
Yeah, it did. Like $700,000. But Wyoming will pay for that. You know, they always act like, oh, well, we got a buyout. It's going to cost you a lot. It's not going to cost him a dime. It's not going to cost him 1 cent. They'll have some oil guy from Wyoming that will pay for it, and it's just done, and it's over. And that's just the way it is these days in college sports, especially college basketball and football. It's just, it's mind-boggling. But it'll be exciting. It'll be interesting. Maybe exciting is not the word, but interesting. Like, and like Scott admitted, too, like I said, UW Green Bay could have hired anybody pretty much that was else on their list. And the Washington Post and ESPN and CBS would News never, wouldn't have been saying UW Green Bay.
Yeah, that's true.
So it gives them a little notoriety.
We're keeping our tickets, right?
I guess.
I think.
But you know what? Scott brought up a good point that we didn't really harp on that we could some other time. Even when they went to the NCAAs, they didn't have great crowds. I think what kind of happened, like when we were doing the games at the arena, it was a little bit of an older crowd that were the really diehard fans, okay? And the arena was kind of their home. God bless the Rush Center. It's a beautiful facility, but it never regained that certain quaintness. No. And since some of those older people just didn't want to go to the Rush as much. And it was just kind of an attrition thing. And that younger generation still hasn't bought in and hasn't like, because it used to be, oh my God, they'd have great student support back in the day. And they were loud and raucous. And it was a real college basketball atmosphere. I've been to games where there'd be 10, 8 people in the student section in the end zones.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe this will do it. Maybe Sundance was on the way to recapturing some of that. And I think he was in a way. But
And remember that game they had was a Thursday. And they just, it was high school night. So they did a high school day. So the kids got out of school.
Right.
And I think you want to get those people engaged early and say, this was fun. It wasn't that expensive. I worry about that. I think there's also a group of people that kind of buy their season tickets out of like almost like a donation. They don't really go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's some empty seats. Like, you know where we are. Yeah. There's a lot of empty seats around us, and you know those are all sold. So I hope that he can draw people in. I liked Link. The scores were in the 80s. I like that. Dick Bennett Ryan. Defensive, you know? And so I don't know what kind of coach. I mean, this guy hasn't coached college. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. But, I'm going to support him. I love GB, and I hope it works.
I get a feeling there will be a former big-name coach that comes in as an assistant.
Well, now, that would be cool.
I think that's what I would bet on.
And it would help with the recruiting.
Yeah.
Because you say the recruiting is the name of the game.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Great job once again today, Todd.
And Dennis.
Hey.
Nice to have you in the house.
Always great to have you in the house. You know what, Dennis, you know what I'm most impressed by with you? You want to know?
What's that?
That at the end of boot camp, you were asked to sing the national anthem for all the other troops.
Thank you, brother.
That's
Appreciate
the most
that.
Impressive thing I've ever known about you.
That is cool.
That is Thank awesome. You. We got to go. See ya.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Perivonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.